You know, with us, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. We have great quarterbacks here. So no matter who the quarterbacks are, we have to. I tell you every week, no matter who the quarterback is, we have to go out and catch the ball. And you know, the game's not going to stop. You know, if somebody goes down, so it's always it has to be the next man up. And you know, we have to embrace that here. And I think we have, and I think that's where you see we've done really well.
Sometimes it's kind of a mature locker room, because you see other places where it might be divisive or might, you know, get distracted by that.
You know, we have great team leaders within the locker room, and you know, we have great coaches, and Zim is a great leader within himself. You know, so he's teaching us all the right things, and he's instilling all the right things in us. And as you can see, it's paying off.
Darius, when you are able to roll through that many different personnel groups, what is the key to being that broad and making it work with so many different guys?
You know, just practice. Practice and paying attention to details. Knowing that things can be called out of different formations and being called with different people in. And just throughout the week, you have to pay attention to, you know, all the different things that we can do. And we know how much it helps us being able to do things like that.
I mean, when you're out in a full receiver look that you guys haven't shown much, I mean, do you see defenses kind of think twice about that or react like they don't quite know what's coming?
You know the thing, they line up, but they don't exactly know what's coming. And so many different things can come out of that. You know, we can run the ball out of that. And as you know, with four receivers, we can throw the ball. And so they never know what's coming. And as long as defenses are on their toes, it's tough. We're tough to defend.
You look at Sunday, I mean, 72-72, that against the Rams, this game has all sorts of playoff seed implications.
Well, you know, every year we play the Rams, it's always a tough game no matter what. You know, since I've been here, I think we've played them twice or maybe even three times. You know, if you count preseason, maybe four. So we played the Rams. We know they're always a tough team no matter what their record is. We know, but they are 7-2, and we have to get it done. We know how important this game is for us.
I mean, a little different this time, though. I mean, the way Sean McVay's got that offense rolling, right?
You know, no doubt. Like I say, our defense is going to be our defense, and I have 100% confidence in them getting the job done.
How similar is their defense to the last time you guys played them? Kind of a physical game a couple of years ago. How similar is this group to that?
You know, I actually hadn't had a chance to, you know, look at them yet, but I know they have McDonough on the defensive line, and he's always been he's always causing havoc.